A lot of moms and dads have the chance to take their kids to concerts. It usually starts at an early age with music that may be focused on simple melodies and learning what the sounds are and what it's like to be around groups of new people who are enjoying themselves. Then children start choosing the kinds of music they like, and the parental role starts resembling a chauffeur. Ed Masley, music critic for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central, recently wrote about dads in particular who don't emphasize the pleasurable parts of taking kids to concerts and instead get caught up in how much they dislike the bands they have to listen to. Masley says he was more focused on whether his daughter was having a good time, and Ed Masley is with me. Ed, when you were going to those concerts, how excited were you about exposing your daughter to different kinds of music and having the two of you explore that together?
I liked the idea of being able to make it possible for her to see these groups that she wanted to see. So, I mean, I was looking forward to it on that level, but I didn't really have in mind, oh, wow, I'm going to be able to watch her kind of grow up as a music fan by watching these concerts. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't thinking, oh, wow, I'll get to, like, witness her first experience of doing this and doing that and seeing her kind of come out of her shell a bit and kind of grow into who she is now over the course of a few years worth of taking her to these type of concerts. It wasn't something I expected.
Was there a moment, was there a concert where you really felt like you could tell that she was enjoying it maybe in a different way, and you were enjoying it maybe in a different way?
I mean, you know, as a young music reviewer, when I had to go to my, and I say had to, when I had to go to my first New Kids on the Block concert, there was nothing about that show that I enjoyed. I did not give it a very favorable review, and I don't think I gave it a very fair review. I wasn't really yet in tune with the idea that, like, not all entertainment was designed specifically for me, the way that I think it's something that, as a critic, you have to grow into that idea, maybe. I didn't always enjoy those kind of concerts. I remember dreading the shrieking I was going to hear at NSYNC. I think it was the Jonas Brothers, watching the other fans and, like, throwing her arms up in the air like they were doing at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, she was like, studying the appropriate concert behavior and working it into her reaction. And not that her reaction wasn't genuine, but she was, like, sitting there all, you know, excited that this is where she was. She was really looking forward to it, and yet, you know, she was learning the behaviors of the concert goer at the same time. You know, as she got older, she started taking those tentative steps away. And, you know, I became more of like the person driving her to the concert. And it was a little more poignant watching her, like, not need me there. She needed to get closer to the stage more than she needed to hang out with me.
Was that something that sort of came out of the blue? I mean, you knew it was coming, but was that something that came out of the blue that, oh, I guess she doesn't really need me at these concerts anymore?
Yeah, it actually did come out of the blue, you know? I mean, for so many years, she was like my concert buddy, you know? And we would go to these shows together, and then it was very obvious that I was, like I said, the driver. I was the person taking her to the show, which is fine. I mean, that's normal. I'm not... Like, I don't think there's anything that sad about that sort of thing. But, like, you know, by the same token, she wanted to go see the Who, so I took her to the Who. But I think she wanted to go see the Who because she wanted to see a band that would have meant a lot to me when I was a kid with me, which was kind of a cool experience. And that was her idea, not my idea.
Well, Ed, let me ask you about some of those dads. You write about them. There are slideshows of these poor dads reading books, making faces like kindergarten students being made to eat broccoli. What are your thoughts about people who do that, especially if they're doing it from a serious standpoint, like, oh, my God, I can't stand this?
I kind of said that in passing as kind of like to set up the story, and then someone called me out on it as, like, having open contempt for those dads in a Facebook comment, and I was like, really? I didn't think I had open contempt for those dads. I did feel bad for them. They were missing out on another way to experience those shows. I mean, I don't think it occurred to them to just enjoy the kid enjoying the show, and you will, by connection, enjoy yourself, you know? I never had a bad time at any of those shows. And, you know, basically the Jonas Brothers are a guitar rock band, so it wasn't that hard for me to wrap my head around what they were doing as someone who grew up on Cheap Trick. It would have been harder for me if she was coming of age with NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys, who was more like you know, a bunch of guys dancing around. That wasn't as much my scene, you know. But even then, like, I've taken her to shows that are closer to that, and I've been able to enjoy. I enjoyed watching Justin Bieber with her because I enjoyed watching her have fun.
Ed Masley is music critic for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. He wrote recently about sharing concerts with his now 17-year-old daughter as she was growing up.